The Gospel according to Mark. People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the gospel of the Lord. I'm fortunate to live in the same town as my sister's family and hang out with my nephew, Tyler, who's almost 7. We play baseball, broom ball, walk the dogs, have lunch together, watch movies, and laugh a lot. He teaches me to be in the present moment. Tyler, like most kids, is very curious, inquisitive, joyful, and creative. This is what I think children are like. Next, let's look at the kingdom of God. I believe Jesus holds out the kingdom as a way of being one with God, our divinity. Out of this flows love, forgiveness, and generosity. So what does being like a child have to do with receiving the kingdom of God, as Jesus states in the gospel today? Well, I remember a story from a couple years back. Tyler and his dad were walking on the main street of our college town, and they came upon an older man, slightly disheveled, sitting on a bench with his guitar, the case open for change. Tyler stopped, listened to him play, and was delighted to meet someone who also loves music. Ernie and Tyler became fast friends. Now, I might walk past the same person and be in angst about whether or not to make eye contact, do I give money or not, or stop and let him know where the shelter and the soup kitchen are. As you can hear, my head is overflowing with thoughts and judgments such that I miss the most important moment, simply being present to another person, present to the wholeness and how I am connected. But Tyler knew how to do this. In fact, over the next weeks, Tyler brought his plastic instruments downtown so they could jam together. At Christmas, he helped his dad bake cookies to give to his friends. Of course, he gave cookies to Ernie. All these grace-filled moments where the divine spirit in this boy connects with the divine spirit in this man on the street. This is the kingdom of God. Unconditional love and acceptance. What I have learned is being childlike puts me in the present moment, and I step into a world of wholeness. Jesus knew that adults get preoccupied with all of life's details. It fragments us and separates us from being present. So, Jesus reminds us to be like a child. No wonder I love hanging out with my nephew. He takes me by the hand and we run into the kingdom of God. I invite you now to join me, to take a second and become aware of your breath. Notice the divine spirit flowing in and out. Remember your universal connection, your childlike curiosity, and receive the kingdom. And God whispers,